20 to 9, that's Blossoms and the Keeper, and this is Chester's D Radio. So, in the coronavirus pandemic, many, many individuals, many organisations and many businesses are doing what they can to help with the crisis. And this next story combines all three, actually, individuals, organisations and a business. We're going to speak to Steve Hunter from the Shropshire, Staffordshire and Cheshire Blood Bikes. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Before we...
My pleasure.
Before we come on to talk specifically about what you're doing to help with the crisis, just fill us in a little bit about what Blood Bikes do in you know, in normal times.
Ah, well, yeah, in normal times, we are a free service that we move blood products, medicines, human breast milk, really anything that the NHS hospitals need. We generally cover out of hours, but we as a group run 24/7, 365.
And you're a voluntary group, aren't you?
We are all volunteers, yeah. We're actually a registered charity. There are 30-odd blood bank groups throughout the country. Each one is its own registered charity. We receive zero funding from the government. We rely solely on public donations.
And I know you've got a bike based at the Countess of Chester Hospital here. So you've got these bikes. We've got this big crisis going on. We've got an urgent demand for PPE. So you've seen a gap here and you've stepped in to fill it, haven't you?
Well, what's happened is a company called 3P Innovations in Worcester have been in contact with us. They are a med tech company and they make medical equipment. And they had turned their entire operation over to making these visors. Initially, they were 3D printed, which was taking a long time. And, it takes about 25 minutes for each headband to be printed. They've now gone on to injection molding, which is going to speed up the process. So we've already started, and what we've been doing is delivering these visors to the front line. We have quite a few riders who are involved in this. This actually is not a blood bike led initiative. What we don't want to do is to take away our valuable resources from the blood bikes, you know, that hospitals are still using quite actively.
Yeah.
So we've set up this initiative, and because we are all GMP trained to carry blood and blood products and metals, then we have a group of riders who are using their own bikes. We're not actually using the blood bikes. As I said before, we don't want to disrupt the work right. That we do for the hospitals.
Of course. So you're. I mean, this is an additional service then. In you know, as well as the normal blood bike operation that you run. So this company now, 3P Innovations in Worcester, they've got a machine now, so they're turning out thousands of visors every day instead of the probably hundreds that they were able to make when they were doing 3D printing. We all know that PPE is in short supply where it's needed the most, you know, in hospitals, but obviously care homes as well. And I'm thinking, you know, places like pharmacies. I'm even thinking supermarkets and public transport. There's a huge, huge demand for PPE. So you need to, I suppose, publicise the fact that you're in receipt of this stuff and you're able to get it out pretty quick to people.
Yes, we are. As an initiative, we were only set up literally 11 days ago. So it's really taken off quite quickly. I have a member of my family who works in the intensive care department at the Countess. And so that was our first delivery. We delivered 60 visors last Wednesday and another 60 on Sunday. So we've also delivered to the hospice, which is, I know, as a charity, favourite charity of D Radio. They had absolutely nothing. So we've delivered to the Hospice of the Good Shepherd.
They had nothing there.
They had nothing. They didn't have any of the visors. They have 40 staff, and they had no visors.
Gosh.
So we've now provided initially 20, and later on this week I'll be delivering some more to them. We've had a chemist in Winsford get in touch with us last night to ask for visors. So, yeah, we're getting them out initially to frontline workers.
Yeah, and these items of PPE are absolutely crucial because we've got key workers in various sectors. Literally, potentially risking their lives because they're not wearing the required protection.
Absolutely. I listened to Matt Hancock last night, and whereas I'm not a political animal, he was going on about the amount of PPE that's now being rolled out for care homes, etc., and the amount of PPE that they have already sort of delivered, but it doesn't seem to be hitting the, you know, all frontline hospitals.
Yeah, I mean, we're told there's a shortage. We don't know whether there's a shortage in numbers or whether it's just a case of it's not going to the right places. So you can fill this gap now, because you're receiving these visors. All you need people to do is to get in touch with you and say, look, we need visors. You know, we have people working on the front line in whatever sector it might be, and you get the visors out to them more or less instantaneously. Would that be correct?
Within a day or two.
Piling the pressure. That classes as more or less instantaneously compared to some of the response we've been seeing over the last few weeks, where nothing happens one week to the next.
Yeah, and that is the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
That everybody likes to talk a good talk, but do they actually do the walk?
Right.
And it seems that the government are letting some of these frontline workers down.
Okay, so this company is producing the visors thousands a day. You're taking some of them. You can distribute them across Shropshire, Staffordshire and Cheshire. How do people get in contact with you if they're working in a care home or a hospice or a pharmacy or an NHS outlet or a health centre or something, and they urgently need these? How can they get in touch and say, Steve, please get some visors to us?
Right, well, we have a website, which is www.visor-bikes.com. And there is a request form there, so they can get in touch with us by that, and somebody will be back to them very quickly.
Great. Okay, well, look, I'll put that on our socials, on our Facebook page and our Twitter feed as well. I know there's a thing about crowdfunding as well. This company has turned its entire production line over to making these visors. This is 3P Innovations, but they are crowdfunding for the raw materials, aren't they?
That's it, yeah. There's no profit at all being taken by 3P Innovation. It's purely for the raw materials. They are sort of running out of money at the moment. You know, they've been doing this now for 10 days. They have no regular income, obviously, because they've been closed down because of the lockdown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if people go to the 3pinnovation.com and to their crowdfunding page, then every little helps. Oh. I know it's tough times. People are on reduced wages, but every little helps.
It absolutely does. And well done, Steve, and all your colleagues at Shropshire, Staffordshire and Cheshire Blood Bikes for what you're doing, getting this absolutely essential PPE out to people working on the front line who really, really need it the most. Thank you very much for talking to us, Steve.
Thank you for having me on.